Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching us through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Brian Belongi, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. The Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to their parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Your priests, O Lord, shall be clothed with justice. Your holy ones shall ring out their joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through our most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who by a singular grace gave the priest St. Pius a share in the cross of your Son, and by means of his ministry renewed the wonders of your mercy, grant that through his intercession we may be united constantly to the sufferings of Christ, and so brought happily to the glory of the resurrection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. There is an appointed time for everything, and a time for everything under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot the plant, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, and a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter scones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to be far from embraces, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What advantage has the worker from his toil? I have considered a task that God has appointed for the sons of men to be busied about. He has made everything appropriate to its time and has put the timeless into their hearts without man's ever discovering, from the beginning to end, the work which God has done. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed the Lord, my rock. Blessed the Lord, my rock. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, my mercy and my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield in whom I trust.
Blessed the Lord, my rock.
Lord, what is man, what you notice him? The son of man, that you take thought of him. Man is like a breath, his days like a passing shadow.
Blessed be the Lord, my rock.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Son of Man came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once, when Jesus was praying in solitude and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the ancient prophets has risen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly, and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." The Gospel of the Lord. Whenever I hear that reading from Ecclesiastes, I always want to put the verse in there from the birds. Turn, there is a season, turn, turn, turn. Today's reading is a continuation from yesterday, and this particular reading is sometimes a reading that people like to choose for funerals, and it's really not all that appropriate for a funeral, because if we know the background of how Ecclesiastes was written and what it was about, we would realize that what is being said here was at a time before Christ. Before a time of the belief in the resurrection and life eternal. You see, there was a belief that when you died, you went to Sheol, kind of a state of suspension. And so for many people back, the belief was, when you died, you died. So you'd better, when you're here, eat, drink, and be merry. But the way that this book of Ecclesiastes, this reading is formed, it sounds somewhat encouraging the way it is. It's poetic and everything else. And I suppose it can be, if we put it into the frame of Christ, that we are on God's time. We are in Christ. We are Christians. We are children of God. And we don't do anything on our own, but for the glory of God. However, as we go through our lives, we know that we will have many joys. There will be happy times that we'll have that we're grateful for. But we're not always there. Many times we're suffering, other times we're ill, many times we're doing just mundane, everyday, ordinary things. We get up in the morning, we make our beds, we eat our breakfast, we go to work, we come home. It becomes very, very ordinary. And what this is said, that's kind of the ordinariness we're in. But if we look at every task that we do for the glory of God and for the service of others, even the most mundane task is important. And is worthy of our time. And so in many ways, if we say, okay, God, we're working for you. Jesus Christ, how can we serve you today? This book of Ecclesiastes can work, because everything is a time, but it's God time. It's God's time and not ours. And so how are we using our time today as we gather here for Mass, or we go about our day doing our normal, regular things? Did we put ourselves in the presence of God this morning and say, "Lord, I wish to serve you today. Anything that I have, make this day glorious for me." Put it in the hands of God. Put our entire time into God, because that brings meaning to our work. But if we start doing it for ourselves and we start to lose sight of that, we will start to get worn down and even depressed at times. And we don't want to be there. We don't want to get all upset over that. We realize that even those most mundane things that we do for family, that we do for children, that we do has great worth. But how do you get credit for it? How do you get credit for it? Maybe when the love comes back from your family, but it's in those little ordinary things that we experience God. Look for him and find him. We know that Padre Pio, of course, had to. He had to look for the glory of God. The only way that he was able to serve is by putting his life all in the presence of God, putting himself on God's time, so to speak. No matter what came to him, no matter what suffering came to him, no matter what persecution came to him, he said he kept the glory of God, and the Lord was working through him. And so you need that, because we know that Padre Pio, of course, was a wonderful holy man, but we know he was also persecuted immensely as well. And there were times where people were set against him, including those who lorded over him in many ways. But he didn't let that stop, because he knew he was on God's time. And even in that suffering and embracing the cross, it all had meaning. And so there is a time for everything. And when we feel that it's all useless, let us look to Padre Pio, let's look to the saints, and realize that nothing is useless if we're serving the Lord and on his time. Gathered here in the presence of the Lord, or wherever we are, let us turn our prayers to our Heavenly Father. We pray for our Holy Father, Pope Francis, for all the priests, that they will imitate St. Padre Pio in his holiness, especially in his dedication to the sacrament of reconciliation. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all Christians, that like Padre Pio, we may cultivate a relationship with the Holy Spirit and use the gifts of the Spirit to help guide our actions. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all world leaders, that they may be guided by the Holy Spirit, so that all nations will be governed peacefully and with respect for the dignity of human life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those suffering from chronic illness, that our Lord will touch them with his healing hands and grant them peace and strength, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray through the intercession of St. Michael for his protection over us. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the loved ones of those gathered for Mass today, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of Tim Bush, the special intention of this Mass, and who this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you are good and loving, and you know our needs before we ask. We humbly place our prayers before you, inspired by the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. Let it become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, we become to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. Let it become our spiritual drink. Lord, wash away my iniquities, and of my sins cleanse me. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the law of his holy church.
Receive, O Lord, we pray, the offerings placed on your altar in commemoration of Blessed St. Pius, so that, as you brought him glory, you may, through these sacred mysteries, grant to us your pardon. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
And lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For on this festival of St. Pius you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life, teach her by his words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so with the company of angels and saints we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit of fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. Is the steward faithful and prudent, whom the Lord set over his household to give them their allowance of food at the proper time. Let us pray. May the partaking of this heavenly table, Almighty God, confirm and increase strength from on high in all who celebrate the feast day of Blessed Padre Pio, that we may preserve in integrity the gift of faith and walk in the peace of salvation you trace for us, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us here for Mass on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And go in peace. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
We pray the prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And the prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe, as in past centuries when you have interceded to end contagious diseases. We implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. The Patrick Madrid Show.
The school has embraced an ideology that is damaging to our students' intellectual and emotional growth.
The odds are so stacked against parents. What are we to do?
And I understand why many people feel that way, Cyrus. I see lots of room for hope and encouragement in this, as long as people are willing to stand up and, like the teacher that we just heard from, to say, I reject this nonsense. I do not accept the premise of it, that a whole group of people are racists just because of the color of their skin. That's false. It's demonstrably false. And my thinking, Cyrus, here's some room for hope and encouragement. If enough people said, you know what? I'm not going to do that either. I'm not going to take this anymore. You know, where have I heard that before? Then I think we've got a fighting chance. But I think there's still time, honestly. And I think that's another reason to thank God for Relevant Radio's existence, that we can reach people with this message.
Absolutely.
The Patrick Madrid Show, 8 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio.
And the people can laugh at religion and scorn and scoff at it.
Monsignor Charles Pope.
But at the end of the day, how are we doing since we kicked God to the curb? How are we doing? We're not doing better.
The Drew Mariani Show.
There's been a real darkening of the mind and a hardening of the heart. And of course, we see this violence rippling out into the culture at large, and our leaders and our educators and our entertainment industries all promoting stuff that's just immoral. It's wrong. How do we reclaim the culture?
So I would say, younger people, find a good spouse, get married, stay married, raise your kids well, bring them up in the church, homeschool them if you can, get them out of those public schools. We have to just intentionally live the faith that God gave us and practice it. If you're a grandparent or whatever, you got to reach back and say, look, my generation made mistakes. I'm sorry, but I want you to understand something. There is a way back.
The Drew Mariani Show.
The latest news and the issues of the day through the eyes of our faith. 2 p.m. Central on Relevant Radio.